Chapter 3. The Science Project.
After a week, we're accustomed to the new school routine. Matt works hard and always gets good marks. But I still think he's sad. What is his problem? It's the science lesson with Mrs. Randall.
This year, you must work in pairs on a science project,
she tells us.
You must choose a topic and write no less than 3,000 words about it. It's not part of the science lesson. You must work on it for homework. It's going to be an important part of your marks at the end of the year. The project must be original, and you must do plenty of research for it. I hope you enjoy working on your projects.
I want to do the project with Anne, but it's not my decision.
Sally, you'll work with Mats,
Mrs. Randall tells me.
Anne, you're with Robert.
After school, I talk to Mats at the gate. He's waiting for his dad, and I'm waiting for the school bus. Hey, Mats, I say. We should think about this science project. Can you come to my house sometime and we can decide on an interesting topic? Mats looks uncomfortable.
Well, not really,
he says.
I live far from Asbury-on-Sea.
I don't live here either, I explain. I live in a cottage near the lighthouse.
But I can't go to other people's houses,
he says.
My dad doesn't like it.
Matt's face turns red when he says this, and I feel sorry for him. His father sounds like a horrible person. Well, I can come to your house, I say. Maybe my mum will drive me there.
Oh no, my father won't permit that,
Matt says quickly.
He's very antisocial, so we can't have visitors. I'm sorry, Sally.
Okay, so we'll work individually and send the information on Facebook or WhatsApp. Or we can Skype, I suggest.
We can't because I haven't got internet access at home,
Matt says immediately.
And I haven't got a mobile phone either.
I'm perplexed. Why hasn't he got a mobile phone? His family isn't poor. They drive that expensive car. Well, we can use a memory stick, I say. And he starts to relax. First, we must think about ideas for our project, I continue. We should decide on a topic soon, as we've only got a month to finish it. Let's make a list of ideas and talk about it after the weekend. Okay?
Right,
says Mats.
Oh, here's my dad. I must go.
I watched him get into his father's car reluctantly. No smile, no hello. What a horrible relationship they've got, I thought. Poor Mats.